Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Tammy Montgomery and Cindy Rasmussen with Marion County Humane Society about their 30th anniversary celebration.
You guys have a 30th anniversary coming up here, and Tammy, I understand that you really kind of got this started 30 years ago, and just tell us a little bit about the formation of the Humane Society and, you know, what was the reason for it?
Well, a friend of mine named Cindy Madsen, who worked for the Chamber of Commerce, called me one day and she goes, I just heard a horrible thing. She said, I hear that the dogs that they bring in at the pound, when they can't find their owners, then they shoot them. And so that kind of got it all started. We were horrified and we were like, we need to do something. And it just snowballed from there. And we took over from that point and started finding the animals' homes.
And so in that initial part of it, I mean, did you just go to the county and say, we want to start taking this a different direction?
Yes. At that point, the city manager was Dick France, and we went and talked to him, and he was like, oh, sure. You know, he was happy. He didn't like that, but that's what they did back then. That was, you know, that was the way you took care of things. And so he was for us to take over, and that's how we got started.
And then it just kind of grew from there. I mean, you went from having just a little space to a much bigger full-time building then?
We started out by using the old dog pound facility, which had 5 runs. And from there, we outgrew that so quickly that we put a building on the backside of that dog pound, and we had adjoining runs. And we used that until 2000, in the year 2000, where we decided that we needed to shut the old shelter down. Since it was built from wood, it had become unsanitary and was not healthy for the animals. So we made the decision to close in 2000 and to fundraise until we could raise the money to build a new facility. And we were able to do that then in the year 2007.
And I mean, it's definitely grown. You've got your new facility here now for 9 years, I understand. And just kind of to commemorate this 30th anniversary, it seems we're having an event. So Cindy, tell us a little bit about that. What's going to be happening out here?
Yeah, we're really excited about that on Saturday. It's an open house that starts from 11 to 2, and we just want everybody to know, even if you have not adopted an animal from us, if you don't have a relationship with us, if you have not been out here, you are still very welcome to come, and we want you to come and visit. We want to give you a tour, and we want to let you know what we do and why we do it and how we do it. That day we will have some special hot dogs for sale, so you can have a snack if you'd like while you're out here. We are doing canine capers, so if your dog that you choose to bring has a specific trick, we have some contests that you can have your animal try. If you do bring your animal, we have to have proof that it has had its rabies shot and that it's up to date for dogs on distemper, parvo, and bordetello, and for cats on the feline leukemia shot. So if you do bring your animals with you, you have to have that proof along. To commemorate our anniversary that day, we are having a discount on our adoptable animals. Everything will be 30% off. Dogs will be $70 and cats will be $35. So if you have a chance between 11 and 2 on Saturday, it's October 1st, we'd sure love to see you.
I think it's important to mention, because I didn't realize this, that $35 for cats and $70 for dogs, that's inclusive of just about everything, right?
That's one heck of a deal. For dogs, the animal is either spayed or neutered. You get its rabies shot, first distemper parvo shot, its bordetello shot. It comes up to date on dewormings, and it comes up to date on flea preventative, and dogs do a microchip. That's all for $70 for our celebration. For $35 for cats, it's the spay or neuter, the rabies shot, the first vaccination that we give it at the shelter, the current deworming, and the current flea preventative also. So it's the way to get an animal.
Tammy, is there anything you'd like to add just about the shelter? And I'm just kind of encouraging folks to come out for your event on Saturday.
We're just excited that we've been here 30 years and had that kind of support from the Marion County area. And we just want to show off our facility once again and have people come out and see what we do here and maybe adopt a dog or a cat.
Thanks again to Tammy Montgomery and Cindy Rasmussen. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.